you know, we had a number of burglaries, and particularly in the Manor Cunningham area. We had also some in other areas of the county, too, down around Ballyshannon and that. And there seems to be a common thread in that these are very clinical burglaries, in that the people, when they come in, they're not leaving any trace evidence. They're dressed very cleanly, forensically. They're slipping off their shoes, so they're not leaving any footprints around the house. Just, I suppose, the appeal is for people just to be aware that this is the type of criminal that is breaking into houses now, and, you know, to try and take steps to thwart that.
And what can people do to try and prevent these burglaries from happening to them?
There's a number of things people can do. They seem to be targeting the back doors of houses and back windows. So, like, leaving doors unlocked, which has been the case, leaving door windows open or slightly open, which helps them to get access, is a no-no. People should consider fitting burglar alarms in their houses, intruder alarms, because they are targeting houses that don't have these fitted. And that's another part of the forensic aspect of it, in that they're not just targeting houses on just straight off. They're looking to see what levels of security is around them. They're getting in around the back. I suppose for people in the community, it's the same old story. If you see cars or vans moving around that you think is suspicious or out, that's not the norm, to let us know through the 24-hour stations in Milford, Ballyshannon, Letterkenny or Buncrana. Because if we don't know this is going on, there's not a lot we can do about it. But these people are, you know, they're not there just run-of-the-mill. They have a level of professionalism in what they do, and I suppose that's why they're getting away. They are targeting the easily removed items which have a cash value, jewellery and cash in particular, and small electronic items as well. So, you know, that's following the norms as well. Stuff that's easy, moved on, and jewellery can, if it's good quality gold, it can be smelted down. So, you know, if you have jewellery, if you have items that are dear to you, photograph them so that you have a record. Now, in a couple of the cases, the jewellery that went missing, the people had photographs of them, which greatly aided us. Because it means we can circulate it, we can put it on crime call, we can circulate it to our neighbouring force, the PSNI. And the other thing is, if you have an insurance claim, it shows that you actually had that property as well. So, you know, a picture tells a thousand words. So there's a number of things. Supposed to recap, people need to make sure that the rear doors are secure, or any secluded doors, because that's the doors that will be targeted. That if they need upgrading, do that. Leaving windows open or slightly open for airflow if you're leaving the house is not a great idea. Considering installing an intruder alarm, which may be enough just to send them off somewhere else, you know, but at least it gives you that level of protection. And then securing your valuable items within the house and photographing them or recording them, marking them, doing some sort of marking, whether it's with ultraviolet marking. A good way now to mark any type of property, and it's a question that comes up a lot, is everybody now has a postcode, and if you put that marking on your property, and there's various ways of doing that, and if you look at Garda.ie, anybody that's on the internet, www.garda.ie, and go into the crime prevention tab, there's a lot of useful information there, Catherine.